Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Sorry, Guardians, but this is the last time you'll see us in this room. Our appearance will carry over to Destiny 2, but not the room. Joining me today, Bran Mirabella.
Hey, Guardians.
CJ Gibson.
What's going on?
And we have a ton of news to talk about. We're going to talk about the Age of Triumph reveal, what's going to happen with your character moving forward into Destiny 2. So let's get started right away. Age of Triumph. Bungie says this is a new event coming this spring. It's going to be revealed next Wednesday, March 7th. So let's just read what
Can't
the blog post said.
I know, the floodgates.
Aetas Triumphi.
It's coming.
In Latin, as they've noted.
We're calling it Age of Triumph, and we intend for it to be a fun, memorable celebration that will bring the first major chapter of our Destiny adventures to a fitting close, CJ. We'll look back upon the three incredible years we've shared as a community and look ahead to some final challenges and rewards that await you in the weeks ahead. So they don't really say what it's going to be, but the internet is full of detectives who think they've cracked the case.
Indeed. I would also point out that they say the 3 years we've shared, which would end...
two and a little bit.
Well, would end in September.
Yes.
Yeah.
So launch date confirmed, because they can't do any more than 3 years. Or maybe more than... I'm just kidding.
I think they're going to launch this spring.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, for Age of Triumph. No, I was joking about
for
Destiny 2, obviously.
Yeah. So the final live event for Destiny 1. Twitter is guessing that it's updated raids, because the three raid logos can be seen in the crest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was from Unknown Player, I believe,
yep,
on Twitter. The entrance to the Vault of Glass is showcased in one of the images. A hunter is showing wearing new gear in what could be Vault of Glass.
Like, yeah, it basically looks like Vault of Glass.
Yeah.
It could be a strike as well, but it's very Vault of Glassy.
Yeah.
You can
yeah.
see in the background.
Glassy.
You can see the actual whatever those weird walls are in Vault.
And we've been all asking for this for so long. It's
definitely,
like,
definitely.
This happen.
I would be stoked if that's what it was. The final thing was they showed a bunch of logos about what's going to be updated. It included multiplayer, daily story, strike playlist, Nightfall, and Challenge of the Elders. So that's awesome.
And the raid. The raid in
sorry, most importantly, the raid logo was on there.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, like everything.
Final, this would be awesome if they're updating the raids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, we don't know anything about it. It's called these weekly rituals. But it's got a logo for basically everything from mm-hmm. Strike Playlist to Crucible to Daily to Nightfall. But it's got Raid in there. And, you know, I think that's the point here. Paired with this Aetas Triumphi, the Age of Triumph, you know, crests mm-hmm. they made.
Mm-hmm.
You can see Crota's End with the swords, Vault with the big Vault
triangle.
Of Glass. And then Taken King with all the
nailed it, friend.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like,
maybe,
well, from really far away, I'm like, wait, there's ships. No,
there is a Foursquare,
the Mark of Oryx.
I mean,
there or whatever.
Ziva, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if that Wrath of the Machines is still going to be included because there is that fourth space in there.
So well, what really gives it away is the giant guy standing in front of the Vault of Glass door. Yeah.
Do you think they'll go back to Vault of Glass and do something?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Do you think there'll be a light level increase as well, or just bringing everything up to current light levels?
I don't know.
I don't. I mean, I think that I don't know. Maybe. Like, it just feels like this is more about getting a bunch of stuff, marking a bunch of stuff, claiming what's yours. Like, what would you do with a light increase? Meaning, like, we're going to earn gear. How does that – do we need a light increase above where we're at, I mean?
I think so, because that's the piece of the puzzle that everybody does in the first few weeks. You're chasing that new light level. I mean, it's an incentive to do that to get the gear. I mean, I didn't do that as much this time around because it hit the light level so quickly. So, I mean, the raids coming back is great. New light level increase, that'd be awesome too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like they already have to decide whether or not these old raids bring up a light level. Because it might just be things to do, right? Who said that you're going to, like, get some new – everybody's thinking, I'm going to get my Vex and my Fatebringer out of – and my Pocket Infinity out of the vault, right? And I'm going to get my old weapons back. And
yeah.
We don't know any of that yet.
No.
It could literally be go there and there's a new challenge. I don't know.
What if
there we go.
They increase it to 500 light level. Just a nice round number, 500, and they're like, everything's updated. Mm-hmm. You can play the whole game again.
That'd be cool.
Do all the missions. There's going to be new daily rewards, a whole new armor set. We're increasing the vault space so you have space for that stuff.
Oh, that's number one. That needs to happen.
Yeah. It has to once there's more gear.
Yeah.
Well, if it is raid stuff, I think the thought process would probably be like, delete all your old raid stuff and then get the new ones. But I was thinking about that, like, would you be willing to delete all that stuff that you work for? I can't do it.
I still have year one Gallimorn.
If I'm replacing it,
it took me a year to get full sets.
Oh,
year.
Yeah.
To get full sets.
But
on
you wouldn't delete it until you got the new version of it.
Yeah.
But still, I know what you're saying.
I need that space today
to
have space for the new gear before I delete the old stuff. I hope they do like kiosks or something.
Item management.
It is a raid thing.
Yeah, I mean, remember though, they said they were working on ideas and the vault in general. So it is their last chance, it seems, really, right, with this sandbox update. So I'm hoping we will hear that. Even if it's a minor thing, I think they've probably figured out a way to do it with low impact, even if it's just like a nice gimme. But yeah, I don't know if at this – it's like now looking at the reality of like we're coming to a close. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what I was thinking about with light level. Like I would love that, by the way. I would love if there was a 500 to chase. It's a reason.
It's 100. It would be a significant increase.
But that's cool.
Balances everybody out at a nice round number.
But I'm also thinking though, I'm like what – like, what does it matter at this point? We're so close
to
the next
one. It gives you something to chase.
But I don't want to chase light level.
Until September.
Is my point. Like, light level is not the issue unless it is keeping me from beating some new thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. Meaning, in other words, it's such a vanity thing. I like it. I do. But for me, it's going to come down to if I'm going to be checking all these freaking boxes, it's totally what do I get. And so –
You would rather not have a light level increase.
No, I'm saying,
Brent,
that
is this because you just don't want to spend the time grinding, though?
Yeah, that too. But my
point is, that's you. What about all the players who are hungry for a reason to come back?
Let me finish my point and ask the question: which do you care about more, light level or the gear you're getting?
Things that give me incentive to continue to play Destiny 1 through September.
That's
what I care about the most. And if it's
is more of an incentive?
You can't say one or the other. Would you rather have guns or armor, Fran?
No, I can choose guns.
I can play the same game.
I'm giving you my choice.
Okay.
Says the tower casual guy.
Do you want steak or chicken, Destiny?
I want both.
No, man. This is the
wedding. When I go to a restaurant, I order a coffee, a soda, a water, and a tea.
I want it all.
I like a lot of drinks.
I'm just trying to make I don't know why this is just me. It feels like you're just arguing for the sake of it.
No way.
I'm saying, when does that happen?
But Brandon and Destiny.
I'm just saying, again, I think what's really important for us is that picture on new gear. I think we're going to talk about it. That's what I want. I can chase some awesome new look, but I also would love to get, whether it's a 400 or 500 Fatebringer that I can use out there in trials.
Yep.
I probably won't, but I just the concept of being able to would be nice. You get my point, right?
Yeah.
I care less about the light level itself is my point. I want the gear. And right now, whether it's 400 or 500, it doesn't matter. It's
okay.
So I'm getting a sweet new Prey.
So you just get the gear, but it's all still 400.
Right. You just want it at the
current max. I don't think they're going to do that. Light. There will be a light level increase.
And again, it's not what I want. I'm just saying what's important to me is the drop itself.
What if it was 450?
I always
thought. What'll you give me here, Fran?
Yeah, I always
425.
Thought.
425.
They were going to make it to 500. That was my prediction a long, long time ago when we started, I think. Before Wrath, even maybe it was around, Rise of Iron, but I was like, this will take us to 500. Like a couple drops, a couple updates. I think I had at some point thought we were going to get to 450 before 500 or whatever.
They are literally updating across the board every single thing. Multiplayer, stories, strikes, Nightfall, Challenge of the Elders, and the raid. I would not be surprised if it's a 500 light level increase. Yeah. We have events coming up. March 7th is the reveal of Moments of or Age of Triumph. Rituals, I don't know what that means, but that'll be on March 14th. And then Sandbox on March 21st. Let's talk about some of the gear you could get and skip over the light level thought. But we have this picture of a hunter standing in what we think is a Vault of Glass area.
That's cool.
He has like a robot leg slash
like
human
leg
going
leg.
On. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, and then like a robot arm also. I really like it.
Yeah, I love the look. This looks – it was kind of what I was getting at is like – they might be bringing us into this, moment of glory where it's going to be really – that's my hope is really decked out. Like, holy crap, you've come this far, and now you're wearing this, like, amazing Triumph gear.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's about. This stuff looks cool. It's got the ornamentation, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, it's got those little, like, light scales on it. And then, it's got, like, this half – leg, robot leg as well, arm. I'm sure there's story implications there.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
The hunter gear always has those, like the Ankara grasps and all those things. They always have that one side that's kind of prominent.
Right, like bones and stuff.
Bones
but
it's hard. It's hard to make out, but its helmet looks really cool. The cloak looks different. I don't think that's the Ankara. Spine.
No,
it's
but
different.
I'm saying
it's robotic
like that.
Looking
or
something.
It's inspired.
It's cool.
Yeah. It looks
I'm
awesome.
Really excited about this.
Oh, no. When I saw that photo, I'm like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. And Hunter was my main in year three, so I'm extra excited to play and be working towards something like this.
We've all kind of migrated toward Hunters now, you know? So,
you've rolled a Hunter, right, Fran?
It's good class.
That's right. I love Hunter in PvP.
Yeah, good.
Fran will never know what it's like to be a Titan.
That's not true.
You're going to roll a Titan?
I need my Triumph gear for a Titan. So
you heard it here, folks.
That's right.
You know what you need to do? You can't delete any of your characters. You just got to start a new account and just like call it
FF4.
Yeah,
on Xbox. I'll do Titan
exactly.
on Xbox.
Yeah,
exactly.
And just have a Titan experience.
That actually wouldn't be bad. I could just do, but no.
That makes more sense.
I did want to ask, do you guys think that basically – so this is a little bit of what I was getting at. Like, fine, if you want 500 light gear from Vault, cool. But this is what I want. So do you think basically there's going to be this one set of gear that you're fighting towards?
Yep, the Hunter set. No, just kidding.
But in other words, do you think this is like a special Vault set and there will be a Crota's set? Like,
oh, my God.
Is that what's going on here? Or do you think this is one set to rule them all?
I think this is one new set that you'll be able to acquire by doing maybe all the raids if it is a raid thing.
Oh,
but then why has he got a Vex leg?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think that's
I mean,
a good
all
point.
They've showed is Vault, though. Maybe it's just a Vault update?
No,
that's
I would
a possibility, but then when you go back to the Crest where it – the rituals seem to be indicating you've got
to go back. What if it's nothing to do with the raids?
Yeah, what if it isn't?
I think there's probably maybe something to do with each one. So maybe one type for the raid if you do them all,
a
one
challenge.
Type for prison, and then one for trials, and then one for Iron Banner. Almost
what if it's
like
the Cabal League from months ago?
Where people thought that was for the tower invasion and all that?
Yeah.
What
if it's a
Cabal
thing? Well, like, Cabal are highly militarized, but, like, he looks almost robotic, so.
No, he's very vexed.
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
We're all very excited.
Because, like, yeah.
It's a cool look, though. Mm-hmm.
Everything's being updated, not just one thing, so.
Yeah. So if you want to go back to what I want, heck yeah, I would love to go back to each raid. Not necessarily Wrath, or I don't think there's much of a reason, but if I go back to these and do... Yeah, like this one challenge piece or whatever. Maybe you got to do the whole thing, but there's one thing that's a new challenge or whatever. But if I could get a set of gear out of those that was unique to each. Like imagine for Crota's End, you know, it was this like smoking green, you know, whatever, you know, like each one would be really cool to have a new set of gear that showed you went back and triumphed.
That's really neat.
Yeah, but it may literally, just to your point, be very focused on the Vex storyline here or whatever. And one set of gear, right?
What about the updated ones with, like, the challenges? Because the old raids never got challenges, right?
Yeah, I know. That's
maybe
what I was thinking about. Well, what
do
you think? Like, yeah, just let's imagine we've talked about it a lot, but at this point in time and looking at what's going on, if we go back to Vault, what do you think they're going to have us do? I mean, it's not, to me, I'm like, it's
play
not going to be a whole new raid. There you go.
Yeah.
That's what they normally do. Because they're working on a whole new game, by the way. They're not going to spend a ton of time making a whole new
game.
Never
lose a plate in the intro.
Exactly.
Usually the challenges aren't the intro. Make sure what's-his-name can't teleport.
Each person gets the sword if you teleport into the room. They can do stuff like that they've incorporated into other raids.
Everybody has to use the block thing on the final boss.
Yeah.
Or nobody can use it twice, so you have to drop them in three runs. Yeah. There's stuff that they could do that's pretty easy for Vault.
Yeah.
But do you think they'll do all of that is my question.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
You think they'll add challenges? It sounds like
we don't even know that it's raids. I mean,
no, but you know, like, I mean, the Vault is sitting there looking at it.
Yeah. I think so. And maybe thinking along the lines of Trials, as I seem to do. If you completed all four raids, that's then opens a new planet that you land on and you get this master raid set.
Mm.
You know, it could be like a lighthouse planet.
That'd be really neat. People really miss the lighthouse, even the cinematic.
It's neat. Yeah. Like just when you fly in, you see this chest like just waiting there for you. That moment where you're walking down, like that was super cool. Or there's actually pieces in the lighthouse that are blocked off. Like, you know, when you go there and you see like that Vex wall in the lighthouse. There could be something like that where they could open up maybe another part of that.
Yeah, or maybe the tower, that door in back that they've never opened.
Yeah, exactly. On the other side, over next to the speaker. Yeah.
Could happen.
Maybe. Yeah. That would be a good way to like set up the sequel, too.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, my view is, I guess, on all of that, I feel like I'd be surprised if there was that much. I think it's way more likely.
I think it's going to be a big drop of content.
I think it is, too.
I think it'll be
and we're focusing on this much.
I'm not willing to say it'll be a big piece of content.
Wait, let's define big. I think like quantity of stuff to do big. Not like story, not like we're not talking cinematic stuff. We're talking about reinvigorating the pieces of the puzzle that you play Destiny to play. Mm-hmm. Not like a new story, not all
I think there
stuff.
Will be new story elements.
Really?
I'm not saying like cutscenes or anything.
Yeah. Right.
But like robot talking to you.
Yeah, or basic strike stuff.
Yeah.
Another little ship flying in with a few lines.
Something
of
like that,
on the bottom.
I think we might get.
Yeah.
Or if it is raids, like, there's a lot they could do there, maybe, in the intro. Like, you could go talk to the people, and they could just have the text thing.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot of lore stuff that they could do with that, what it is.
I think Grimoire in the game? Maybe?
No.
Too late for that.
What I was trying to say, though, I didn't get to finish the point, was I think there will only be one set of master gear called the Triumph gear.
Yes. Yeah.
I think
so
you'll get one of each, but I thought that would be cool. I was just giving my final opinion. I think that on the Vex, there's something going on with the Vex side of thing. Mm-hmm. It really seems to be focused on that. I think maybe we're reading too much into the four crests and the raid challenges, but it might have to do with this through line with the Vex or whatever.
The fact that it's all the logos makes me think it'll be a book. It'll be something related to the book, and that's how you'll get that gear.
I could see that for sure. Yeah. But in other words, I feel like we're going to end up with this one new set of gear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get a new weapon. I doubt it, right?
And ornamentation on the gear.
Exactly,
and the
ornamentation. Like, very much like, you know, you get out of Trials, obviously.
Yeah.
And then otherwise, I think it'll be some raid challenge type stuff, but I don't expect it to be. I actually am not on the other side of, like, what you're saying. I don't expect, like, you're almost describing a setup like Rise of Iron, you know, like, oh, it's a new cutscene and there's new strikes.
I don't think new cutscenes.
Yeah.
I think, in other words, it'd be like two cutscenes.
I would just say it's going to be a free update, right? Mm-hmm. I assume. I wouldn't get your hopes up for a ton of like new content drops and stuff.
But
I think they'll maximize
on
the volume of what they've got.
Yeah, but we're not talking like story content stuff. We're talking just, you know, quests and strikes and updated missions.
But it'll just be replaying the old stuff.
Like, yeah, I mean, but when you're replaying it, but then it's bringing it up to its current light level for you to do other things. I think that's the thing. People want to do that kind of stuff. They just want to okay.
No, but give me an example. You want to go back to a strike, which you've already played 500 times, and do what?
What
do you think they'll do that's a good enough twist to make you play it again?
The thing is, I know you're a busy guy, Fran, and I hear this often from gamers who are busy that they don't want a lot of options because they'll feel overwhelmed. So I just wanted, that's why I was giving you a hard time about it. I don't want you to come from that place. Like, if you really, now, when you say something like, I don't want to go to the same strike and do it 500 more times to get my thing, that makes a little bit more sense to me. You don't want a redundancy loop.
No, what I was asking is, do you guys, I'm just curious if you have your head wrapped around what you're saying, as you were like, oh, you know, there's going to be so much to do. Mm-hmm. Can you give me an example of when you go back and play Omnigul Strike, what do you think's going to be different enough to play? Is that what you're thinking
about?
Well,
if there's a record book with an accomplishment associated with me doing this mission allows me to achieve that record or that, you know, book node checked off or whatever, I would play the raids again. I would, you know, if one of the achievements is get all the raid set gear, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know how they could tie it in. So would that make me play all those things again? Yeah, 100%.
Open all the chests on every strike once.
Exactly.
You know, something like that.
Right. And so that's what I do think it's going to be like. And basically, by the way, that's probably no coincidence that Moments of Triumph, this is Ages of Triumph. Mm-hmm. I think this could potentially
be. Age of Triumph.
Sorry.
Yeah, singular, singular.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Triumph being the word, this is the ultimate triumph. And so yeah, I do expect that book, checklist.
What if I
don't expect a ton of. My point was I just didn't expect a bunch of changes to the strikes and stuff. It's literally go back.
No.
Are you going to make us fight Skoloss again, or is it literally just
– two Skolosses.
Do something as, you know, a team in the current Challenge of Elders. Like, yeah, I do think it's that, but hopefully not too much of that.
What if it's just like start Vaulted Glass and kick the crap out of that Minotaur that spawns up top?
Yeah, it's just one.
You did it. It's your Age of Triumph.
Exactly.
Take off.
There was one more thing I wanted to hit on this topic. CJ, when you read the lines, what was it exactly here?
Final update.
Yes, the final update. You had an actual audible reaction, the final live event for Destiny 1. How do you feel about that? You're worried about trials going away and servers being shut down.
Yeah,
and,
I'm going like, I mean, as excited as I am now trying to wrap my mind, Destiny 2 coming this year in 2017, if that happens. So I had like a Halo 2 moment where I was just like, I'll leave Destiny 1 active. Don't take it away from me. And so there's pieces of Destiny 1 that I hope they will continue to support. Obviously, they won't be probably adding gear and all those other things, but I hope, you know, the game needs to stay online for functionality to exist. Like, all that stuff.
Like trials.
Like PvP and all that stuff. I hope they don't eliminate all that stuff or have like a timer for Destiny 1. Mm-hmm. I hope it stays.
I don't think they do that.
Yeah, it says, you know, some stuff is remaining accessible to you in Destiny 1, which it is an online game.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some level of support.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we'll get that effect that you even have probably saw with Halo 2, right?
Yeah.
Like, as the new stuff was out, you could still play for, what was it, the next year or two? Or
yeah, 2 years.
Till it dwindled down.
Halo 2 was on for years.
It was like till 2010, April. So that was a long time.
Exactly. I know. I think they'll absolutely do that. You know? But they're not going to update it is the point.
No, and I get that. But just thinking about now.
I can go play Mass Effect 3 multiplayer right now. So,
exactly. Yeah. So thinking of those moments like where, I don't want them to take it offline from a standpoint of all that stuff is baked into it being online. And even thinking of Smash Brothers as an example.
Yeah,
right?
That's the first thing I thought of.
Community, right? People love Smash Bros. Melee. Like, that's an old game. Yeah. Like, PvP has a certain aesthetic, has a feel, has this flavor to it that I know that people will be excited for Destiny 2, but I hope still we're able to go back and
You're
play Destiny be 1 for a long, long time.
About 30 frames a second for years, CJ, and how you preferred certain things about it. I know it, and that's what you're attached to.
It is.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, there's that whole thing. I mean, I always joke, will PS4 Pro maybe allow Destiny to run 60 frames per second? I don't know. Maybe in the future, potentially?
No, I think Destiny 2 will be built on a foundation of that.
Probably.
I really hope.
But
I
this
really
is
do.
Another – that's another whole conversation. Like, I mean, I'd get crucified.
Have you seen
if I said that I would love Destiny,
CJ Gibson loves 30 frames per second.
He does, though.
I mean, I do. There's an aesthetic quality of 30. No, listen, of 30 frames per second that's kind of cinematic, and it's a familiarity thing. Do I like 60p? 100%. Stop looking at me like that. But I will say they're obviously going to try to hit that number. I would assume. And
can you tell him it's not going to be his fault?
I know. No, listen, it's not your fault. I love Destiny One. All right,
we need to get CJ into therapy. Okay.
Commenters, please be nice. CJ's Canadian. He's a nice guy.
Stop it.
It's okay that he likes 30.
60p is awesome. It does change the visual aesthetic of the game. Like
Sure.
You know, from a raid or all that other stuff. Like,
oh, it's, sure.
Yeah, just it is a different look to those kind of games. I love 60p games. Destiny in my brain is a 30p game.
Yeah, you're so right. Those games look better.
I don't know. I agree. Not always.
Yeah. I think we can all agree with the point. Like, they need to leave Destiny on to go back to those raids.
Yes.
We paid for it. It's fun to go back and do that stuff and have that value still. I don't think they're going to suddenly shut it off, so I feel good about
that. There's definitely, and this is the last 30p comment, there's definitely an aesthetic that has remained in Destiny where other games...
You know what? Commenters go nuts.
Stop it. Other games that have tried to attain 60p when they've not been able to have sacrificed like quality, art design, resolution.
We don't live in that world anymore.
No,
we got the PlayStation 4 Pro.
We do.
The Scorpio on the way.
And I get that. Yeah. So I hope there's that level of fidelity that remains, because hitting that benchmark of 60p has come with compromises in other games visually that I don't think Bungie will do. I think if they're hitting 60p, they'll still have that great art design that they're known for.
Yeah, they definitely.
You know,
they're
because,
pretty
so.
Dang talented.
Yeah.
So I'm not too worried about it. I mean, again, this was a first-gen game.
Yeah, it was available for PS3 and Xbox 360.
I think you can get basically easily the look they have today at 60 with new engine improvements, and certainly if it's on PS4 Pro and that. But I don't think they're going to have to even worry about that. I think, like you've seen with Titanfall and some other games, people are just rocking, you know, this new architecture.
Yep.
Or the architecture they've had a chance to deal with for a long time now.
And that's great. So I do want to reiterate, Destiny 60p would be fine with me.
Okay. Got it. And I'm fine with 30, too. I agree with there's a certain feeling to it that's nice.
Yeah. You guys are right. 60's better. That's what we thought. What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments below. Fran, I was really excited when we started the show, and I jumped totally past a really cool thing the three of us are doing together.
Yeah.
We're the Bounty on Tuesday.
Yep.
Go get some.
Right. Yeah, March 7th. Come get a free emblem from us.
You're going to beat us down. Don't worry.
Please be on our team and carry me.
That's right.
Specifically.
No.
Maybe Fran.
Then nobody would be getting Bungie bounties. But, but it's fun. That's cool. I mean, so there's a bunch of people who've been doing that. I've not actually got the bounty, so
I've never got it either.
Do we get the bounty for...
If our team wins, we do.
I tried to get Datto, by the way. I was actually able to do it. I think I had the day off or whatever it was. I finally got to try it. I just couldn't get it.
Ooh.
So we should... Let's sum up again how this works if you're not familiar, or even if you are. March 7th, 8 p.m. Pacific time. So you want to log on and check out youtube.com/fireteamchat will be the easiest place to find us. But if you want to – we'll also have it posted on IGN.com. You'll find the story easily within there. And we're going to embed Destin and I's angles in there. So you'll be able to easily view either angle that you want.
You'll see Fran putting on different armors and me playing the game.
I'll play my tower casuals. What do I care?
I'll be carrying them.
And CJ doesn't know how to stream.
So. I'll stop it. I'm going to show up in Fran's stream.
Yeah, that's right. But we're going to play as a team of three, and then, you know, we basically are just counting down on stream so you can help try to match in. But you have, you know, it's not science how that works. So you're just going to want to watch us on stream, though, to figure out if you can match in. And then you get that very rare emblem that you've maybe seen. It's a little blue and green kind of flower on gray, but it's super rare.
I seriously am so out of practice with MP. I had to hop in and play it. But I do want to say thank you so much to Bungie for letting us be the bounty and the community for soon kicking our butts up and down the street, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth saying that there's like, you know, we're IGN, and so there's like, we've been around forever, and we have this Destiny show, and there seem to have been early on, I would say, this split of like, oh, well, you guys are IGN, and you're the pros, but the community is... I'm not talking about our performance. I'm saying like from a perception level, I think... You know, we've always had a relationship with Bungie, and so there was like, well, there's a community, and then there's Fireteam Chat and IGN. It's like, no, like, this feels awesome. We're part of the community. We love this game and why we've supported this for so long, and so it feels really good to get this sort of bounty blessing, so to speak, and be like, yeah, you guys are part of the community too, and now you're going to get your asses hunted, basically. So come after
Pretty
us.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we get to do it with the new meta, so we'll see. If you haven't played that if you haven't played that much multiplayer yet, Destin, it's
all Sidearm and Mida. That's the best
I'm doing okay with that. Yeah. I'm okay with I'm doing better with the new meta. It's got all kinds of issues. We didn't get to talk about it since we last talked, but just break out your primaries. You'll be fine.
Yeah. It's rough.
And just have Sidearm. That's all.
Yeah. Or an Icebreaker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Final topic, guys. So I want to know how both of you feel about the fact that only your appearance is going to carry forward into Destiny 2. So I'm going to read the actual quote. Sequels represent the start of a new adventure for every player, with new worlds to explore, new stories to tell, new powers to acquire, new loot to earn, and much more. This led us to a decision that would enable us to serve both the game and the player's best interests. Destiny 1, power, possessions, and Eververse-related items and currency will not carry forward. Yeah. They will, however, remain accessible to you in Destiny 1.
Mm-hmm. Possessions is a broad term. I'll say that.
So what is going to move forward is the class, race, gender, face, hair, and marking selections for all characters that have achieved level 20 and completed the Black Garden story mission. Those will carry forward. I don't care. My character looks very basic. I want to make a new one and a new character creator thing in Destiny 2.
You wear your helmet in the tower, probably.
I wear my helmet. I have a robot face. Not I have a Titan. Yeah.
I think it's a nice – it'll be like you can keep that look and you can boot it up and actually you'll be that character. Mm. But I think you're going to have the option to edit it because, first and foremost, I'd be shocked if those were the only editing tools in the new thing.
Yeah.
But I think the point is you'll be able to keep that look, which is very nice of them to make sure to do.
That's cool.
It feels like you're bringing something with you.
Yes.
Well, you will, that you've had for 3 years.
Yeah.
And that's smart. I hate the look of my characters, too. But.
I have to add a really important thing. We also plan to award those veteran accounts with honors that reflect your Destiny 1 accomplishments.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's important.
This is the most important thing for me. For me, when I've heard about all this, I actually have been totally fine with the, start fresh. Honestly, I cannot carry forward any more gear that I've used all this time. I love it. I really do. I love my Hawk Moon. I love my Plan C. Oh, man. Can I even think of a world without Plan C?
Oh, they're all gone, Fran.
And I get it. I don't want to let go. And CJ, I know, does not want to let go. But no. I'm excited to actually start fresh and have this whole new vocabulary of weaponry. Kind of like we've seen with the legendary weapons, sometimes this new thing comes out. Like when Hawksaw hit and the Hawksaw Vendor was awesome, that became a really new powerful word. And so I don't want to, there's hundreds of weapons. Let them go and start over. I can't wait to do that. But just to finish the thought, man. The most important thing, and please, Bungie, if you are not doing this, I think it's super important to give reward to the players for the length of time they've been playing, and don't boil it down to just you played the first game. I really think it'd be great to recognize year three, year two, year one players with a level of tenure, and so I hope to see whether it's different emblems, if I played the first year, the second. I think that's super important because if it – we only have a couple emblems right now, and they only show so much. I'd like that level of detail.
Well, I heard if you play all the content, you are 2 inches taller and solid gold from head to toe. So, so that'll be great. No.
Well, how do you guys feel about that? The level of reward?
We don't know.
Since the alpha. Yeah. Wouldn't it be awesome to they're not going to do that, but you get the idea.
Yeah. I'll say this. I mean, they're saying right now that no weapons are going to carry over. Obviously, some weapons are going to be inspired by previous versions of themselves. And so, listen, you think that all the weapons are never going to make a comeback ever?
No, I didn't say that, but I think inspiration's smart, but I also don't think out of the gate any of them will represent.
No, I don't either. But
maybe some Galhorn inspiration.
Yes, let's not deny the fact that every time they, this weapon's gone, here it is in year two, back again. There could be the option of bringing some of them back just later on in 10 years. But am I upset? No, I mean, I needed to process okay. Because,
in a deep voice, too.
Yes. Because you thought about it. So I have hoarder problems. I'm the vault guy who has, his vault.
You're the 30 frames guy.
That's right. 30 frames guy. Tossing, one item back and forth to make vault space. I will say, thinking about it, the way I definitely want Destiny 2 to be the one that continues for a long time and they make evolutions on that. I wanted Destiny 1 to be the game where they're going to continue to make new worlds, new planets, new all this stuff for the next 5 or 6 years. But I get why they're not.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Destiny sequel, Destiny 2, is that game that makes us have all these next things for the next 10-plus years. Like, it was a WoW kind of thing,
right? Mm-hmm.
Like, where it just kept getting iteration and evolved and you paid for DLC. That's fine with me. Like, I would rather that over a span of 6 years than new sequels. Because that's what we said, the brand thing, like, and the fatigue. I don't want them to release a new Destiny every 2 years, every 3 years.
I really think that comes down to the gameplay and the reasons to do what you're talking about. And, like, until that's proven to me, meaning the reason they have to do this reset is because of what Destiny is. I'm not saying it's bad, but, like, right, we have
problems.
To shake off
the inventory problems.
The currencies, yeah, the grinds, the lessons learned. And, like, yes. I just am in saying I'd like where you're going with that. I think it's a little early to say let's make sure that we keep whatever they do in two. I mean, the sentiment makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if it's well-designed perfectly? You know, we can just go on for the next 7 years and not have to do some reset again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm also not against it. Like, per this discussion, I feel good about
it. It sounds like you're already talking about Destiny 3. I'm just talking about your character
but the idea
moving into Destiny 2.
Now we're predicting Destiny 3.
But it's a good point, right? How long will the next one last? Your characters and your whatever.
It's a 10-year life cycle, so after the 3 years for Destiny 3 or 4 years for Destiny 2 is up, we'll get Destiny
3. Is it a 10-year life cycle?
Your face can be the same.
yeah.
But
for
I mean,
10 years.
Yeah. I mean, I think, again, this is going to be a franchise that's around for a long time. 10 years only? I mean, okay, they've said that again. That's up for debate, too.
Well, we'll see how it does. Yeah, as a franchise.
Yeah?
Maybe by the time they screw up Destiny 3
somehow.
No. Anyway, I get your point.
Yeah.
They've literally said it's a 10-year franchise at least. They didn't say they were going to can the game.
Yeah. No.
Sorry, guys. You better get in while you can, man.
After 10 years,
it's over.
That's it. Off.
Exactly.
It's been
a huge success for them, obviously.
Yeah, I've been excited about it. And now just seeing this, it's like, the processing of just it all going away, I'm a little bit like, okay, I know I have issues. But
I'm going to be relieved when they take everything away because I don't know what they're doing with Vault Space, but I am anxious. Every time I sign on, I'm just anxious.
Too.
I'm like, is it in my Postmaster? How many things are in my Postmaster? Am I going to delete that level 400 thing I can infuse? Your Postmasters are full.
They are.
Time.
Oh, me
all
too. I'm constantly managing my Postmaster now. I'm freaking out about the Blue Engram specifically filling up and knocking something out. Like, I actually had a really good it was the new – I really like the new because they balanced autos again, and I just have a counterbalance zero-day dilemma. It's a lot like Genesis Chain from the Raid. But anyway, it was sitting in there. I didn't even know it. It was in one of my three, and I found it. But that's the type of thing that's sitting in there sometimes that I haven't taken out yet.
Yeah.
And you might erase it. So, we need to get away from that, Destiny.
It's really funny you bring that up because CJ played on my account recently, and he's like, how do you have all these amazing rolls on these weapons?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is my problem.
Yeah,
do I delete the one with the god roll or the god roll?
Yeah, he's got like 5-5-2 everything and 10 different configurations. Yeah. I'm like,
and I'm just like, I don't know what to get rid of. So,
it will be really nice difficult to break us of this curse, this addiction of saving all this stuff.
Vault manager. I
want to be able to play competitively. I'm excited about the reset. A little bum that nothing's going to carry over, but I'm going to wait to see how they plan to award those veteran accounts with honors that reflect your Destiny 1 accomplishments.
Yeah.
Finally, they did say, we believe this is the best path forward. It allows us to introduce the major advancements and improvements that all of us expect from a sequel, ensuring it will be the best game we can create unencumbered by the past. We're looking forward to sharing more details with you later this year. For now, we will honor your legacy in the future.
And I think
that's
the key word, I think, unencumbered by the past. They obviously want to right some of those wrongs that they had in Destiny 1.
Basically
because
just
of the
inventory stuff.
Yeah, the evolution of, like the way they managed, you know, gear and upgrading this. It's changed so much. There was like Etheric Light, and then there was, you know, Sapphire Wire for hunters.
I still have some.
I do too. It's sitting in the vault. It's Steven says to me, he's like, dude, you got a problem. He's like, do you have 3 year one ghosts that are just the white ones? I'm like, yeah. He's like, bro.
The same ones? Wow. I had that for a while too.
Yeah, I have my original hunter armor that's like all light level 2.
Anyway, topic at hand.
Anyways, that's the reason why they need to redo it. There needs to be a redo with some of these things where they know that they've, you know, the inventory management stuff and the way it's been for Destiny 1 has evolved. And I think they got a pretty good handle on what they're going to do for Destiny 2.
I alluded to this, I think, in episode 101 or whatever, but I actually think you guys are underestimating a little bit how much of a revamp it is. I just think in people's minds, you think, like, here's Destiny as we know it, and now we know you're going to get a Titan, a Warlock, and a... But I mean, in general, I don't even know, but I'm thinking...
Well, there will be those three.
Yeah, we know there's at least those three. But yeah. I was just saying, like, I think in our mind's eye, we're like, yeah, they're going to fix some inventory problems in the vault. And, like, obviously.
No.
But, man, there's so much more going on here, obviously, I think. So I'm just excited about it. And, like, remember, there's three studios confirmed to be working on this game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be vastly different. I think Destiny 2 will be an RTS. And
down
MMO. It's gonna change Destiny. It's not gonna be the
it'll be like StarCraft.
I mean, we've talked about it before on the show, but I think the gameplay will feel right. It'll feel like a Bungie game, as you said prior. But it's gonna be different. The systems are gonna be different. What you're going for is gonna be different. The storytelling is gonna be different. They've learned what they need to from Destiny 1 and with like Luke at the helm, like he knows what he's doing. They all know what the players want now. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. Yeah, I use this example as well in the past where I was like, we're also used to like loading in orbit. I think we need to get used to, hopefully the idea is like you load up on a freaking planet or wherever and in that social space or whatever. And I just can't wait. Just that whole new progression, and I think there's just going to be a ton. I mean, I'm obviously very excited about it. I set myself up sometimes, but I really... It seems like we've spent a lot of time. We've had to wait a long time. So I just cannot wait to see it. I think we're a couple months away, hopefully, from just hearing a little bit. I still stand by April, May for some teaser.
For the sequel.
Yeah. Oh, to hear a little more. Yeah. So awesome. We've got Triumph coming. Yeah. But with that out of the way, I think we're on the heels of it's coming.
It's E3. It's got to be E3.
And there's so much going on now. They're now saying, there's going to be a Scorpio event before E3.
Wait, they did?
Phil was saying basically that like
he
was either alluding.
Consider it. I was on the unlocked.
Sorry,
you're talking
alluding
about.
To it, right? I didn't
careful.
Say for sure. You're right. You're right. Alluding to it, but there have been rumors about that too.
Yeah.
But the point is, there's a lot going on. Call of Duty always gets revealed before E3. I think we talk about that a lot, but I think we're going to see something before E3.
He said E3 is going to be all games, though, so that's awesome. Yeah.
I will say last thing. This kind of just primes the pump, you know, for the floodgates to open. It's one of those stop that Destiny.
Please make a gif of that.
No. Anyways, they know that at least with this content before the other stuff comes out, it's a nice way to not. It's not a distraction, but it's one of those like, hey, look over here, and then they can just kind of do their own thing a little bit in secrecy while they prep for E3.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look over here at this thing we've worked on for a year.
I don't know if
it's quite that.
No, but it is one of those things.
It's a very planned reveal.
It's a very planned reveal, and we've been talking about the roadmap for so long. Like every time we talk about the roadmap, I know you're still thinking of that. Like,
I'm last on the
prime
and the pump thing.
Whatever. Well, that I just thought of the thing where somebody was made a GIF or the image of the. The update, the Activision update, and it's just this plumber guy sitting there, and it's like, it's Activision, and he's like at a pump, and then there's all kinds
what?
Of, and
leaks?
It's Bungie. and he's like trying to like clog the pipe. Anyways, I'll post it for you on Twitter.
Great.
Just for you, Fran.
Prime
just
your pumps, Guardian.
What was your thought?
CJ can help
you
out.
I don't know, because now you're making me laugh. I'm saying in general, I think it's nice to have this and a bit of the roadmap pre-3.
Yeah.
Get to do Destiny 1 stuff, have new content, and then it's not so much of like, you're terrible.
Like a what?
Almost there. It's just
like
the extra Guardians out. No. I know Destiny 2 info is going to be coming tons after that April mark. Well,
hopefully.
So.
Fran, any final thoughts?
No.
All right,
too
then
excited. I can't even think straight.
Then we're going to wrap it up. We're going to
go prime
in the
ball.
Whatever.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to wrap up the show now. That's your cue, Fran. You ready? Is there anything you want to talk
about? No, I'm ready to prime my pump, man. Let's go.
All right. Then on that note, until next time, Guardians out.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.